So let's get into it. Let's talk about school leavers time. You know, for a lot of young people, that means it's time for a celebration, the newfound independence and a greater sense of freedom. But it can also mean being in situations and potentially having to make decisions about relationships and sex. And if you're a young person, this time of the year is an ideal time to talk with your parents and others you trust about sex, relationships and health. And talking about sex is a great way to help young people feel prepared and supported and hopefully less likely to make risky decisions or on the spur of the moment decisions that sometimes might not be the best. So here to talk to us on Fitter Happier today about making, not about making sex, because I'm making the sex. Anyway, here to talk to us about sex is Morgan Skinner, and Morgan is a youth health promotional officer at the WA AIDS Council. Welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thank you so much for having me.
And why do you think it's making the sex? I can't believe I said that. Sounds like I don't even know what that sounds. It's so old. Because I am old. But why do you think it's so important for young people to talk about sex?
Look, this is a topic of so much importance to young people, and unfortunately there is a lot of different information out there about sexual health, and sexual health education in schools is really different from school to school and even from teacher to teacher. So it's not the case that we've got a whole a range of young people finishing up their schooling and graduating year 12 who have all got the same level of sexual health education and sexual health information. Unfortunately, some schools do it really, really well, and some young people will go out into the world well prepared to be making healthy decisions around their sexual health. But there are a lot of people who unfortunately are graduating with not a lot of information at all. Or if they are looking for information themselves, they're not getting it from really ideal places. There are some not great websites out there, and unfortunately a lot of young people get their sexual health information straight from pornography, which isn't really ideal. So, look, it is so important for young people to be having conversations about sex and to be looking for really good, reliable sources of information about sex.
And I feel like there's a huge stigma for young people and sex. You know, they might go to porn and stuff like that, and then their expectations are just completely blown.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so I think I actually think it's a really important thing, because when I was back in my day, when I went to leavers, you know, it wasn't something that was spoken about much, and I think it would have been really nice just to have that more open conversation about it. But who should young people go to, talk to, and what kinds of things should they be talking about in preparation, you know, not only for going to leavers and having a good time, but for the important stuff too?
Well, I know a lot of young people would really cringe at the thought of going to their parents and asking questions, but honestly, that is a really good thing to do. And, you know, by the time you're in year 12, hopefully you have realised that your parents do actually know a little bit of what they're talking about. But we actually know that young people that are receiving sexual health information from their parents are actually way more likely to be making better decisions around their sexual health. And we also know that they are more likely to actually delay being sexually active as well. So that is a positive in a lot of situations. For young people that aren't comfortable talking to their parents, there is some good information online, as long as you're making sure that you are going to the right website. So a few really great resources that we've got at the moment are websites like Get the Facts that the Department of Health run. That has got a whole range of information on your sexually transmitted infections, HIV and bloodborne viruses, contraception and accessing contraception, and then even stuff beyond just the nitty-gritties of sex around your relationships and consent and respecting your sexual partners.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Really cool, because, you know, a lot of the time when we're talking about sex education and stuff like that, we talk about the STIs and the bad things that can happen. But I think it's good to talk about the good things that can come out of it too.
Absolutely. And something that's really neglected, and I feel like you're never going to hear it in schools, is the fact that sex should be something that's pleasurable and comfortable for everyone involved. But unfortunately, a lot of young people are just kind of getting the key messages around STIs use condoms, but it's much, much bigger than that when we're talking about sexual health. It's a very, very holistic thing.
I think we do need to talk about now, though, about some of the health concerns that come around with having sex and, you know, sexually transmitted infections.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, chlamydia and gonorrhea are just rife in Western Australia at the moment. And unfortunately, really, really prevalent amongst young people. So just in 2017 alone, we had over 12,000 notifications of chlamydia. But the scary part is that more than half of those notifications actually occurred within the 15 to 24-year-old age group. So, like, that's huge. And there are a few different reasons for that. Obviously, young people are more likely to be having more sexual partners, and unfortunately are more likely to be having unprotected sex with those sexual partners. But, like, yeah, this is exactly why we need young people to be having these conversations and finding out this information about how they can protect themselves. There are some very serious consequences of chlamydia and gonorrhea. Like, they're very, very easy to test for and very, very easy to treat. But a lot of young people don't realise that if they go untested and they don't get treatment for these infections, they can actually lead to infertility, which, of course, is something that nobody wants. So.
No, not at all. But that's a huge number.
It is.
And especially, you know, when you think of young people, you think of, well, I mean, I guess there's not an age where people will start having sex. You can't put it down to at this age or that age. So, yeah, 15 though.
Yes.
But I guess that's why it's so important for us to be talking about, you know, what we are now and this kind of thing. And it's, as you were saying earlier, the STI testing is very simple now.
It is incredibly simple. Testing for a bacterial infection like chlamydia or gonorrhea, most of the time it's just going to be a urine test for males, and it's just the first void sample, so the first bit of pee that comes out. For females, it does involve a urine test and then also a swab of the vaginal area, but that swab can actually be self-collected. It's not a case of, you know, lying down on the table and the doctor's going to get it for you. You can actually take the swab, go off into the toilet, do it yourself and then come back. So it's pretty quick and easy.
Yeah, it's not something to be scared about.
Absolutely not. And there are so many really fantastic sexual health testing clinics. If you're not comfortable going to, you know, your family GP that you've been seeing since you're 6 years old, you can go into a specific sexual health clinic, such as Sexual Health Quarters in Northbridge, which is on Rose Street. And these are doctors and nurses that this is what they do every day as part of their job. So it's nothing unusual or embarrassing for them, and they will make you feel very comfortable.
Let's talk about something fun. Yes. Leavers.
Yes.
What's happening?
So Leavers this week is going to be, next week I should say, is going to be absolutely huge. We're expecting about 8,500 young people to come down to Dunsborough.
Whoa.
We have got about 400 volunteers across a few different support services who are going to be putting on all kinds of activities and events. So nobody should be going down there and finding that they have nothing to do.
Mum, are you listening? I have to tell you, my mum lives down in Dunsborough, and yeah, she lives next door to this house that always has schoolies, and she actually loves this time of the year. One might say she's a toolie. But speaking of toolies, stay away from them.
Yes.
Is it still a thing?
Look, not so much. I think there's always a little bit of a problem with younger students trying to access the leavers only areas. Yes, yeah. I'm not too sure. I couldn't really say. I don't think it is as much of a problem as everybody makes it out to be. As I said, we've got about 400 volunteers who are coming from the Western Australian AIDS Council with the Keep It Safe Summer program. We've got volunteers from Royal Life Saving Society, from Red Frogs, we've got the Green Team, and Headspace as well. And between 400 volunteers, they really keep an eye on everything, and if there's anything happening that looks a bit dodgy, we can shut it down really quickly.
So. I think that's a really nice message to send out to people who are about to go to leavers, that there's going to be so many people there to support you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, just Yeah, I think that's really nice. It's going to be a really safe environment.
Absolutely, and that support, all of those people, they're not just police. There are going to be police down there, but it's not going to be 400 policemen, it's going to be 400 volunteers, and a lot of them are still young people themselves, so volunteers that all of the school leavers can go up and feel comfortable asking any questions they might have about drugs or alcohol or about sexual health.
It's super exciting, and we were talking about some of the events that are coming up for them. I'm a little bit jealous.
Yes. So we're going to have the Leavers Zone on from Monday the 19th of November through to the 22nd of November. We're going to have two theme nights. So for any Leavers listening, the Tuesday night is going to be Mathletes versus Athletes, and then the Thursday night is going to be the Naughties Kids, which makes me feel a bit old as well because I am a Naughties Kid. We're going to have things happening on Meal Up Beach Day, which will be on Wednesday the 21st of November. So it's going to be huge. There's going to be so much to do.
Morgan, thank you so much for coming on the MAG today. And where can we go if anybody wants a little bit more information?
As I said, the number one website that I could recommend that's going to be all of your sexual health information right in one spot is Get the Facts, and you can find that just by googling Get the Facts, but the site is getthefacts.health.wa.gov.au. Another really fabulous one is Could I Have It, which is a lot of information all about testing for STIs like chlamydia and gonorrhea. And then of course you can look me up at the Western Australian AIDS Council.
Thank you. You have a good day, and I hope some young people are listening, and I hope they have fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this RTRFM story. RTRFM is a community organisation and relies on volunteer and listener support. Help the station continue providing great content by subscribing or donating today. You can also download our app and access RTRFM anytime, anywhere from your mobile device.